Jesus saw a man sitting in the custom house named Matthew, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he arose up and followed him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we saw in the Gospel how our Lord called Saint Matthew to leave everything and follow him. This kind of calling from the worldly business to become a follower of Christ is what we call conversion. I come from a country where there are very few Catholics and where many of them, of those few, are converts. And when I was still living in Finland, I often sensed some tension between us, the converts, and those who have belonged to the Church all their lives. Cradle Catholics, they are called. And I could never really understand why. After all, who was a cradle Catholic during the time of our Lord? Weren't all the apostles and all the first disciples converts? I guess during those times, Our Lady was the only cradle Catholic being chosen by God from the first instance of her life, and maybe Saint John the Baptist also. I think maybe for those people of the crib, it was a great pride to be like Our Lady and Saint John. But for me, it was actually a source of great joy of being a convert, since all of those great first followers and apostles of Jesus were converted to become his followers, like today's Saint Matthew. And speaking of one's own nation, Saint Matthew, who of course was rejected by his own Jewish nation for becoming the follower of Christ, was thrown quite a tough bone by our Lord Jesus. He commanded him to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he, along with other apostles, was very successful, for the apostles converted many people. For these Jewish Christians who lived after Jesus resurrected, Saint Matthew wrote his gospel, and he wrote that in Hebrew, the language of the sacred texts of Israel, although this translation has been lost from us. After writing his gospel, Saint Matthew traveled to an African country called Ethiopia. His new job was to preach gospel there, and of course he had a unique distinction to later missionaries, that he could actually preach a gospel he had himself written. His new mission land, Ethiopia, got soon many new converts, and Saint Matthew confirmed his preaching with many miracles. Even this day, Ethiopia is an exception in North Africa, for majority of its people are Christians. But lately, that country also, the first fruit of the missionary work of Saint Matthew, has been plagued by the violence of the Muslims against Christians. Of the miracles Saint Matthew did, the most notable was that he raised the daughter of the king from the dead. By this miracle, he made the family of the king and all that region to convert to the Catholic faith. The daughter whom he raised from the dead, Saint Matthew advised to remain unmarried and dedicate her life to the service of Christ. And so the great conversion of Ethiopia continued with success. But then the king died, and the new king wanted to take this daughter as his wife, but she stood very firm in her decision because Saint Matthew had so strongly advised her to do so. For this, the new king got so angry that he wanted to revenge Saint Matthew. So, on one day, when the evangelist was offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the new king's troops arrived and killed him right at the altar. I want to point out to you yet one thing in today's Gospel passage. In it, Saint Matthew designates himself as a man sitting in the custom house named Matthew. This official of the custom house, or publican as they were called, was an employee of the government who collected taxes. This office was then, as it is even nowadays, a very despised profession. It was also then, as it is now, open to many misuses and bad management. So being a publican meant that one was very despised by the Jewish population. And even in the Gospels, including that of today, publicans are always coupled with sinners. But the other evangelists, out of tenderness towards the reputation and honor of Saint Matthew, never speak him as a publican by his ordinary name and always call him Levi. Both names were really his, but Saint Matthew himself plainly calls himself Matthew the publican. This is what I mentioned you earlier, a joy of a convert, because by downgrading himself, Saint Matthew shows to the readers of his gospel that no one needs to be hopeless of salvation as long as he strives to do better. After all, he himself had been all of a sudden changed from a publican into an apostle. So make a note of today's great saint, the apostle Matthew's life, and beware that you should ever despise someone who is newly converted. Doing that, you not only sin gravely against charity, but you might also despise one of God's special elects. Saint Matthew was despised by the Jews even after his conversion, but it then happened to him and all the other great apostle converts what is so beautifully told in today's office. Their sound is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. These are they who, while yet they lived in the flesh, planted the church in their own blood. They drank of the Lord's cup and became the friends of God. Saint Matthew the Apostle, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.